Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
About this is a little thing that came with you, the package deal. Spuds, Buds and Duds of 2018. So it's the stuff that Spud loves and the stuff that Spud thinks is a dud in 2018. I've put it into categories here, Spud. The Buds, the player you'd love to play alongside if you're still playing these days.
Firstly, one bloke comes to mind would be Sam Burgess. Mm-hmm. Russell, when he brought him out to Sydney, come and introduced Sam. He came to my gym just to say hello. And I've had a great rapport with Sam since then, but I just love the way he plays. He puts his body on the line. And that's one guy I'd love to get into the trenches with.
Mm. He influences results too, doesn't he, Sam? That's what I love about him. There's not a lot of forwards who influence results, but Sam can do a run or come up with a shot in defence that can change momentum.
Yeah, he does. The game sort of changed a bit, Kenny. How he used to really come out and whack blokes. Myself and Gordon, we could probably do that, but now the game's changed now with the shoulder charge rule. But I just think Sam is a game changer. He takes the side on his back and, mate, he just puts his body in line every time. And the best thing about Sam, mate, when he loses, he hurts.
Yeah.
I like seeing hurt in a player. I see it with Jake Trbojevic at the moment. I don't see enough of it in players, but I'd say Sam Burgess be high on my list.
Oh, I love that. As a man who loves rugby league, you know, when you see the players now and they lose, and I reckon they come from one particular club and they're still out there in the middle of the field, you know, high-fiving each other.
That's one of my pet hates.
You're talking about Parramatta, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not talking about Parramatta.
Well, who are you talking about?
It doesn't matter who I'm talking about. Who cares who I'm talking
don't
about?
Don't throw it up.
Okay, you know who I think it is? Mostly the Warriors.
Oh, you always bag the Warriors. Why are you always bag the Warriors for?
I'm not bagging anyone.
Mate, what do you bag New Zealanders for?
Haven't you heard
of the
Anzacs? Can you lay off them?
See, mate, you wouldn't want these
things.
They're nothing like Sam Burgess, are they? Nothing. No. Warriors 4, Broncos
0. No, he's English.
Back to Spuds, Duds, please.
Spuds.
Or his Buds. Are we on the Buds or the Duds?
Spuds, Buds and Duds of 2018. The coach that you'd want to play under?
Well, I had the opportunity back in 92. I got a phone call, it was at home, and Dad goes, it's Wayne Bennett. I went, oh, bullshit, Dad. He goes, it's Wayne Bennett. And I was on the phone, and he wanted me to go up to the Broncos. It was when the draft thing was in. I decided to say, like I said, mate, I'm a family guy, I'm going to stay home. And they ended up picking Lazo up. Next couple of years, they ended up winning grand finals. It made me feel really bad. But I've done camps with Wayne Bennett years ago at the Armadale coaching camp, just to see his rapport with the young kids coming through, the way he speaks. I have the same sort of, you know, speech at my gym. I call someone a big fella. I'm not calling you a big fat bugger. I said you're a big fella. And I just think Wayne Bennett would be outstanding to, as coach.
Spuds, Buds and Duds of 2018. The team, which team would you want to play for this year?
I think under the guidance of Subol, I think players want to play for their coach. I know when I was at Manly, Bozo would say, you know, run through that brick wall. And I'd say, Boz, how big you want the hole? I think Subol's nearly getting that there at South Sydney. Just to be involved with, just to be involved with, just their go forward, mate. I love the way they play, you know, and just to see their outside backs scoring on nearly every attacking weapon out wide, with Inglis, and I think it'd be South Sydney.
But if I said it with Spuds, Buds and Duds, the Origin player who you'd like to pack down in a scrum with, the Origin player.
Origin player.
Mm.
I'd say that'd be Clemmer. I like Clemmer's been copping a bit of a base there and there, but I know he's a bit one dimensional sort of guy. But geez, he runs hard. Aims between his shoulders, fights for every inch, which that's my category of a really good forward. And I think Clemmer, I can imagine him and I into a scrum, and Tommy Radonica's coming having a chat before the game and saying, "Who's going to throw the cattle dog?"
What about a drinking buddy among the current players?
Well, the players at the moment, I've got other people who are more interesting in that, and unfortunately he's not here today. But I'd have to say James Hooper, because the amount of times he comes into the Spuds gym for our Tuesday session, he's got bark off the top of his head. Unfortunately, he's got no hair to cover it. Okay, so I want to know what he gets up to. So mate, that'd be Hoops.
Yeah, right. Do you charge Hoops full rate to train there, or do you get a little kickback from the government? Right,
Here we go. It's always about money with him, Maroon. I've only been here for 2 hours.
It's never about
money. Who wants to rule the government?
Mate,
you don't want the government
about the money with Maroon, me.
As soon as you cross the line, you got to play, right? As soon as you cross that door, you're paying.
Fair enough, too. Okay, the best change in the game compared to your era?
I'd have to say the taking the corner pad out as a fan of rugby league, to see these wingers, what they can do with their body these days. You know, outside in, change from left to right hand. I just think the corner post, whoever invented that, remember as a kid, you used to run out the field and take, remember the old black and white one with the stripes? And it'd be a fight getting the old corner post. I remember down at Cumberland Oval as a kid. But I think to get rid of those has been outstanding.
Okay, what about now we're going to go to Spud's Duds of 2018. Mm. By the way, Warriors 4, Broncos 0. The Duds, the player that's failed to live up to your expectation, don't hold back, Spudley.
No, I said at the start of the year, I thought this guy would sort of struggle. He's been behind one of the best packs going around for the last couple of years, meaning the Melbourne Storm, and I'm talking about Cooper Cronk, who went to the Roosters. The Roosters have no big boys up front. Bending the line, which allows your half and 5-8 to get great ball. And I think Cooper, he's been struggling. I don't know if he's put his hand up to say he probably has, but I think he's doing his best there, but he'd be missing the forward pack of the Melbourne Storm.
Mate, just a last couple here with Spuds, Buds and Duds. The team that's disappointed you the most?
Easily the North Queensland Cowboys. At the start of the year, everyone said, "Now, what's your tips?" And I really thought they'd put JT out a winner.
Okay.
So I'd say the North Queensland Cowboys one.
And the worst change in the game compared to your era. This is an interesting one to wrap up, Spuds, Buds and Duds.
Straight away, shoulder charge. That was my main weapon of choice. The way I used to hit blokes, I used to get them on the chin, which back then we could get away with. I understand what's going on with the game, but I just still think shoulder to shoulder, we are playing the most physical game in the world. We're not playing tip football. Shoulder to shoulder. Great tackle, but they even deem that now that that's classed as a shoulder charge, which I still think is a great tackle.
Great stuff. There it is, Spuds, Buds and Duds of 2018. That's a keeper. We'll have to do that again every time we get you back.